Lourdes de León can only stare at the toys of her six-year-old son, a constant reminder that Leo Giancarlo de León López is so far away. She surrendered her son in mid-May to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol after being caught in Arizona, where she had hoped to seek asylum following a long journey from Guatemala.
I'm aware that one commits a crime entering illegally, but it's more of a crime when they take a son away from you, because they do not have the right to do that. If they grabbed us together, why not deport us together?
The 28-year-old mother spoke at her house in northwestern Guatemala, where she arrived in June after signing a voluntary deportation order while she was detained at the Eloy Immigration Detention Center in Arizona. She signed the document after being promised that her son, sent to Cayuga Center in New York, would return with her to Guatemala.
They called me on June 4th to sign my deportation order. When I was going to sign it, I asked three times if he was together with my son. And the three times I asked them, the ICE agent assured me yes.
But later, the Guatemalan consul told her no. De Leon says she was tricked, but Immigration and Customs Enforcement provided a copy of the signed document to VOA along with this statement.
On May 30th, Ms. De Leon requested to be reunified with her son for removal. On June 5th, Ms. De Leon was advised that the removal would be delayed. She was offered the option to remain in custody while transfer arrangements were made for her son, but declined to avail herself of that option. On June 6th, Ms. De Leon signed a form consenting to her removal without her child.
De Leon disputes this version, adding she had no legal representation at the time. Now, all she wants is to get her son back, something the young boy asked about every time they communicate through a social worker.
To this day, he is still saying that I have to hurry up with the papers because he does not want to be there anymore.
Lourdes hopes to see her son, six-year-old Leo, back in the streets of San Pablo, San Marcos, in Guatemala, where he was raised and used to play with her friends and family. According to her lawyer, that could happen very soon.
What they have told me is that I have to go to the airport for him, because he's going to come with a companion there. But they do not tell me the date. They just tell me that they will send him to me, but they do not tell me the date.
De Leon is among 60 families being represented at not cost by Michael Avenatti, the lawyer who gained fame representing Stormy Daniels. His help has been fundamental, says Lourdes, because she does not believe promises by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Acer to reunite families as soon as possible.
I don't care that they deported me, but that my son is returned to me right now. It's the only thing I ask.
Celia Mendoza, VOA News, San Pablo, San Marcos, Guatemala.